We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tuesday morning, October 20th, 2 weeks away from Election Day. Of course, early voting continues. It's going to be hot, highs of 86, and looking ahead in the next week, highs are going to be in the 80s, so no cold fronts on the horizon, unfortunately. According to Johns Hopkins University, only two U.S. states show a downward trend in COVID-19 cases. And does that mean that the fall surge is here? Maciek Boni joins us, Associate Professor of Biology at Penn State Center for Infectious Disease Dynamics and our friend. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Very good, Tommy. Thanks for having me on again.
Thank you. Tell me where you stand. We stand, rather, as a country, because here in Louisiana, we seem to be doing pretty well. In Orleans Parish, we're loosening things up. Of course, we'll have to see how people react to that. Still not allowing anybody in the Saints games. That's being debated right now, I guess. Are we seeing a fall surge?
We are seeing a fall surge. This is mostly happening in the Midwest, the upper Midwest, and a little bit in the Northeast. And there's two main reasons. One is we're just not immune enough yet. So the U.S. as a whole is probably 10% immune, which just isn't enough. It means the virus is spreading 90% as well as it was back in March and April, which is still quite well. And the second thing that's affecting all of this is that we've now come into the colder weather in the north and the northeast. There's more indoor crowding. We had the opening of school terms, the opening of university sessions in September. And all of this means more mixing, more indoor mixing, more opportunities of transmission for transmission. And that's why we're seeing the case increases in about half the country right now.
60 Minutes on Sunday night, Dr. Fauci was on. I think everybody by now knows who he is. And he said a nationwide lockdown is not the way forward. And he talked about the nation just being fatigued and that it would have to be really, 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 disastrous for us to go that way. How do we get from where we are now to where we want to be and not lock anything down? Because I agree with Dr. Fauci. I don't think that's on the table anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm going to give a really boring answer. We already know what works to slow down the spread of COVID. So it's all these things we've been talking about since March. Extra hygiene, washing your hands, 6-foot distancing, wearing masks, avoiding large events, avoiding crowded indoor spaces especially. So the more of those things we do, the more we reduce transmission. And there isn't a right recipe for this. You just do as much as is possible for you or as much as is convenient for you. And if transmission is reduced by 30% or 50%, that's good. That might take us to a place where we have a low constant level of transmission rather than these large outbreaks. So the most difficult part, of course, is that schools are open, Thanksgiving's coming up. So we just have to be extra vigilant because we don't want to get ourselves into a place where a lockdown is necessary.
You know, I don't know if I've told you this, but I've been frank with the listeners that I had some lung troubles as a kid and got pneumonia a couple of times, and even as an adult. And I'm very cautious about where I go. I make sure I wear a mask, and I don't want anything shut down, but I would prefer that other people would wear their mask to give me as much protection as they can. That being said, I wear my mask and I limit where I go to protect myself. But the other side of that is that those are places I'm not going and money I'm not spending. And I think if you're going to look at it from both an economic and a health standpoint, you have to factor that in as well. Would mask wearing do it alone, just so I understand?
No, mask wearing is not going to do it alone. I mean, everybody needs to do a little bit more to maintain 6 feet of distance, you know, turn some 20-person dinners into 7-person dinners. Every little bit that you do helps, but masks aren't going to help at a 20,000-person sporting event. There's going to be enough opportunities of transmission for at an event like that. So we just need to do a bit more, and it's not forever. It's just through this winter until we can see the other side when it gets warmer next spring.
Right, let me take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about vaccines and these challenge tests that we just heard on the news that are I'm pretty sure that's the name of it, a challenge test where you deliberately infect the person with the virus, and how that could affect, first of all, the ethics of that, and secondly, how that could affect us developing a vaccine for it. And then, of course, you got to get people to take it. If you have any questions or comments, text them in to the Mortgage Financial phone and text line 504-260-1870 as our conversation with Maciek Boney continues, an associate professor of biology at Penn State Center for Infectious Disease Dynamics. Time for traffic now, WWL. 8:55 now, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. The researchers in the UK have decided to begin challenge trials as it relates to vaccines, which means that people are given intentionally exposed to the virus to see how effective, I guess, a vaccine will be. Maciek Boney is our guest, associate professor of biology at Penn State Center for Infectious Disease Dynamics. Do you have thoughts, Maciek, on the ethics of this, and what about the effectiveness of this in terms of getting us toward a vaccine quicker?
Sure. So let's just tell your listeners that these trials normally start small. They're called human challenge trials because you really do challenge the human body intentionally with a virus, in this case the COVID virus. And they start small with like 20 or 30 participants. You give half of them the vaccine, half a placebo, and you see if the vaccine group is really protected from infection. Are they ethical? Well, that's up to an ethics committee, and these types of trials are always go through very intense ethical review, and they are sometimes approved if there's enough safety measures put into place. So, for example, in a trial like this, you would not enroll participants over the age of 70 or participants who may suffer from past lung disease. But they do pass ethics review sometimes. These have. And the benefit of these trials is that they complete faster because you try to infect somebody, you just wait 3 or 4 weeks to see if just to make sure that they weren't infected, and then after just that short amount of time, you can have a result as to whether your vaccine was effective or not.
Where do we stand on transmission, or what do we know about transmission on airplanes?
Well, I mean, an airplane cabin has people that are very close together, so everybody should wear masks. Even with mask wearing on a 3 or 5 hour flight, I mean, you're in the same space with people. You're probably taking your mask off sometimes. The air is recirculated. It goes through HEPA filters. But that's not enough. I mean, if you're at on an airplane, you're also at an airport. So you are exposing yourself to hundreds of people. So there's definitely risk.
So in terms of social distancing, I don't know, how do you determine a level of risk, I guess? Maciek, does it matter if you're flying if I get on a plane and fly to Houston, the amount of time is a very important factor as opposed to getting on a plane and flying to Ireland?
Well, a little bit. I mean, remember, you're at two airports in both situations. So in those airports, you're touching things and getting coffees and in crowds, so you're exposed to both airports. And then on the plane, sure, 8 hours is worse than 1 hour. If you're going to Houston, Tommy, I would drive. And if you have to take a really long trip where you're going to be on an airplane and at multiple airports, I would really consider to see if it's necessary at this point.
Somebody texted in here, and I'd like you to address this if you can. Doctor says it's not forever, just a bit longer. Most people are tired of the excuses. First, it was to flatten the curve, open everything up, and let people make their own decisions. If we were to do that, what would happen, Doc?
If we let people just do whatever they wanted without giving good public health advice on distancing and hygiene, the infection would spread more rapidly, there would be more cases, and there would be more deaths. And that's not the outcome that people in public health want. It's not the outcome that America wants. So that's why we've put forward all these public health recommendations. I've said this on your show before. This is our country's biggest challenge since 1941. It's just another 6 to 9 months of this. We are going to see the end of it, and we do have to do this with commitment, with unity, and with solidarity, and try not to bicker with each other.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Hope you have a good week.
Tommy, thank you very much.
Pleasure as always. Maciek Boney, Associate Professor of Biology at Penn State Center for Infectious Disease Dynamics. Who do you think?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.